If you're hearing this on the radio right now, there's a good chance you're sitting in rush hour traffic. It doesn't take much to slow down traffic, and sometimes there's more than just cars in the road. Last year, a truck full of chickens overturned on 80 near Fairfield. And then there was the herd of cattle that wandered through the toll plaza on the Benicia Bridge. Not to mention all of the falling ladders. That's one of the most common pieces of debris to hit the highway. But, of course, there's a more basic problem behind your slow commute. The Bay Area's population just keeps growing. We're at about 7 million and counting. Expanding existing freeways is a long, complex process, which means that for now we've got pretty much all the road we're going to get. So what do we do? What are the best strategies for getting around? And whose job is it to figure it all out? KLW's transportation reporter Julie Kane went on the road to learn about the art and science of traffic management.
First traffic on the fives. Here's Joe Vincent.
It's a miserable ride on 580 eastbound Livermore into the Altamont Pass.
You probably wouldn't recognize him if you saw him, but in traffic with you right now is a superhero.
Let's go check San Francisco and the slow flow, and here's the super commuter Ted Posey.
And slow flow indeed out here, Joe. 101 northbound starts to slow down.
That's right, the super commuter on KGO Radio. The supercommuter is not your typical man of steel. For one thing, he doesn't really have any special powers. He's much slower than a speeding bullet, and he definitely cannot reach the Bay Bridge in a single bound. But what he can do is feel your pain.
Traffic coverage is almost like a security blanket. It's kind of like a personal level. It's like you talk to people, and it's like, hey, man, I was in that traffic the other day that you were talking about. That was terrible. And I'm like, yeah, no, so was I. that was not fun. And they know that I'm at least sitting through it with them.
KGO has two reporters watching the commute from airplanes and a reporter back at the station who monitors updates from the CHP. But for the gritty details of what the commute is really like, they rely on the view from the ground. So Monday through Friday, Ted Posey gets in his car and drives the morning and afternoon rush hours, giving live on-air traffic reports every 10 minutes. He drives 250 miles a day and spends about $200 on gas every week.
I don't mind when I get stuck somewhere because for most people, I mean, my commute is my job.
Right now, we're on 101 North at the Vermont Street exit. It's 4:45 on a Monday afternoon.
How fast are you driving?
Well, my car's not registering the speed.
0 miles an hour. We're sitting completely still. Drivers all around us check smartphones, fix their makeup, sing. Some just stare blankly ahead.
Mobile 3.
While we wait, Posey uses a two-way radio to check in with KGO.
Still sitting here trying to get up towards the lower deck of the Bay Bridge.
As you will be for a while. 10-4.
He knows.
Traffic reporters can tell you what's happening on the road, but they can't always tell you why. Sorting that out and finding ways to keep traffic moving is someone else's job. Actually, a lot of people. Caltrans, the California Highway Patrol, and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission all play a role. And they're all based in a building in downtown Oakland called the Traffic Management Center, or TMC. Sean Nazari oversees Bay Area traffic operations.
There are times that it has been referred to as the Pentagon of California or Caltrans. We have the California Highway Patrol, Caltrans transportation managers and dispatchers, and also our 511 Traveler Information Service, all gathered in the same room with the same interest.
The place is like NASA's Mission Control. A two-story high wall shows live video of Bay Area traffic on 22 separate screens. Operators can switch views to any one of 300 different Caltrans cameras on 500 miles of freeways. And right in the middle of the wall is a glowing map of all the Bay Area roadways. Around 3:30 on a recent Tuesday, they're turning red before our eyes.
this center, you know, really is a big part of our vision for mobility in California. Here we monitor the highways. At the same time, we try to, figure out what all could be done in terms of future improvements.
Everyone here is constantly watching for problems. They dispatch tow trucks and ambulances, update 511 information, and use technology to try to control the flow of vehicles.
Elements such as, you know, the changeable message signs, detection stations, ramp metering.
But there are only so many little tricks like that, and they can't prevent every backup.
In California, especially in Bay Area, we have kind of reached our limits of highway expansion. So we have to do everything we can to maximize usage of the existing system.
Right now, 511.org is integrating real-time data from the TMC, so you can use your computer or cell phone to figure out the best way to get where you're going, whether that's driving a car, taking public transit, picking up a rideshare, or riding a bike. In a couple of months, they're even going to be able to tell you where to park. But without a much more fundamental change in how we get around, that's about all they can do.
Let's go back to San Francisco now and check the progress of the KGO supercommuter, Ted Posey.
Well, it's taken about 32 minutes, but I am about a half mile away from the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Traffic coming off the upper deck is moving, well, not very well. You're slow from before the Fremont Street exit all the way down to 101.
Stuck in traffic, this is Julie Kane for Cross Currents.